This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Squid Billy, Dylon, man, having a great time here on Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you're in your car and you're on the dial, shout out. Thank you so much. When you get done with that ride in, throw us on the Odyssey app. Take us inside of the office. Make sure all your coworkers can hear the domination that Squid is about to feel in Which One Wednesday.
I was about to say, one of us won't be having a great time in about 10 minutes here, and it ain't Squid. Squid is still going to be having a good time because he's the all-time wins leader.
We are back whole, obviously, so it'll be Allie hosting. Dylan will be on the judgment.
Pause. What does that even mean?
Well, there's four of us again. There was only three last week, so we couldn't do a judge. We had to have a host and two people playing. So anyways, man, thank you so much for listening to us. We will do a wake-up call coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us at 929 Morning Shift. It's, you know, a couple things we've talked about today. A time that your parent has overstepped their bounds, or you as a parent overstepped your bounds. Also, the Atlanta Falcons rookies. Which rookie, other than Jalen Walker, do you expect to be a starter come week one of the NFL season? There's a couple of names. I know Xavier Watts is hot. I don't think you can pencil in James Pierce just yet. I don't know if he beats out a couple of the other people if we're talking about Jalen Walker being one of those pass rushers. So that'll be interesting to kind of talk about in the wake-up call.
I don't think it matters. The James Pierce beating anybody out. I think defensive linemen to me are rotational guys.
Sure.
They rotate. They're going to be. He's going to be in against packages.
Yeah.
I'm more worried. Well, he'll be in against small packages.
Big pause. Anyway.
Because of the personnel, that probably means it's a pass rush situation. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to be like third and one. They're like, all right, put Pierce in. You know?
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Real quick, let's hit the Braves because we're going to get some mic'd up in just one second, man. And I tease it. I kid a little bit about the Bad News Bears that are the Colorado Rockies, but I think even Rockies fans would probably agree with that. That game was hard to watch at times yesterday. Their defense is so bad. Like the near collision in the outfield, the overthrows, the just simple mistakes. I'm like, golly, man. I felt bad for their starting pitcher yesterday, watching him, because you could just tell he was like, dude, just take me out of the game. Ends up giving up seven earned. And only because one of those gappers just fell between two outfielders that were scared to hit each other, and you can't give either one of them the error. It was hard to watch.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him.
I'm shocked by that.
No, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, we started the season 0-7 and couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I mean, I can't feel sorry.
You don't feel sorry for them in terms of just being a Braves fan, yes, but just as a normal sports enthusiast, I'm watching it going, that team's in a bad spot.
I mean, be like, better.
We can commiserate as fans of the Falcons and the Hawks. We can commiserate, I think.
It's rough because you know they're good. That team is not – collectively, that team is bad.
Yeah.
But in reality, there's a bunch of players on that team that are Major League Baseball players who either are young or are a little bit old in the tooth, and in combination of all these things, and collectively, they're not good together. But you add them somewhere else, and they could be a key cog in a good team, right? And that's kind of how it goes. You know, We Orlando Arcia is a perfect example. He was a guy that was people were sold on. He comes here. He has an all-star year.
Yeah.
And now he's back to looking like he plays on the Rockies. But that neither here nor there. I think about this though. The Braves play what 3 o'clock today? I think they got Chris Sale.
3-10. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to go 5-1 on this road trip. 5-1. They have a chance to do that. And I don't think anyone, when they left, was like, yeah, I think they'll go 5-1 on a road trip that includes the Diamondbacks. I mean, Not after they started the last West Coast road trip. They were 0-7.
Yeah.
So it could be a great thing.
You could head into May at 15-15. And somewhere out there listening probably right now is Grant McCauley just laughing at me and the panic that I had that set in 3 weeks ago when I was like, dude, it's just not a playoff team the way it's built. It's just not. We even had John Smoltz on the air, and I'm like, John, there's just flaws in the way this team is built from top to bottom. And John's agreeing. He's going, yeah, I don't know. In Major League Baseball, somebody agreed in a front office somewhere that it was okay to just strike out or hit home runs. And when you're not hitting home runs the way the Braves have not done, and this is, of course, 2 weeks into the season, you know, he's like, look, it's a flawed team. And yet here we are. And yet you have a great chance, a phenomenal chance to pull back even at 15-15 headed into the month of May. I did not think it was remotely possible. They have changed a little bit of what they do. They're hitting the contact right now. Their starting pitching has definitely stepped up to the plate, and they've played lesser competition. But 15 going back into a Dodgers series
yes.
is massive.
Have they really played I mean, when they played the Twins were, I think, a little over 500 to right around it, and they swept them. You know,
yeah.
The Rockies have been lesser, but the Diamondbacks weren't lesser competition. I mean, you know, it's not like this team has just played nothing but the worst, you know, bums. I mean, they've played competition. You know, they played the Cardinals are not great, but they're also not terrible. You know, they've played the teams in front of them, but they also started out with two of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, they did.
And I think Tim Hyers deserves some credit. That's the guy that's getting lost. We all were crapping all over this guy when the team was not hitting, but now that the team's hitting, we just stopped talking about him.
Yeah. We did well, and you know the
and I say we, I mean collective
yeah,
fan
say,
base media.
I think we're fine on Tim Hyers on this show. Anyways, yeah, you'll get Chris Sale tonight facing off with Chase Dolander. That'll be at 3:10. Make sure you plug in. The Braves will get tomorrow off for a huge weekend series against the Dodgers. I'm sure that Truist will be rocking. Dylon, reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Dylon will be judging once again today. And making her debut as the host of Which One Wednesday will be Miss Allie Mack. Allie, take it away.
All right, we've got some good questions today. We have been having the debate of 100 men versus one gorilla. So to stay on
so
theme,
good,
which one would win? One Squidbilly with unlimited Home Depot access or a swarm of 10,000 bees?
Dude, this is so good. Which one of us goes first, Allie? You got to tell us. Somebody's got a lead here.
Let Squidbilly fire
all
this
right,
one off.
Squidbilly, go for it. Unlimited access to Home Depot. How many bees was it?
10,000.
10,000 bees.
Well, I'm gonna say me because I'm gonna get a blaze torch from Home Depot, the flame team.
Yeah, like a flamethrower.
Yeah, and I am going to unleash hell. Like Gladiator, like Russell Crowe, like Maximus Decimus Meridius, when he tells his general at the beginning of the movie, on my command, hell. And that is what I'm going to do. I'm going all
like
out
overkill.
With a flamethrower. I'm going to have this big old suit on,
yeah.
And it's just going to be fire. I might start a forest fire, but I'm going to kill some bees.
Are we indoor or outdoor? I don't even, you know what, don't even answer that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go get one of those paint masks that, you know, take the fumes away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go down to the fogger aisle near the grills. I'm going to go down to the fogger aisle, get one of those foggers, and get whatever kind of insect killer I can. I'm throwing it in the fogger, I'm throwing on the mask, and we're just going to work on 10,000 bees.
But it was me versus the bees, not you.
Yeah, we're just going to work.
He's helping you come up
with a strategy. I'm helping you. I'm strategizing with you. All right.
So I think fire is the best way to kill insects like that.
Squid in a gas mask of some sort with two things coming off the side with bees just in every direction, and he's just swatting and fogging. I think it just sounds epic. So I'm going to give Squid the W on this one.
All right. Also, Allie, you know the Wyatt family when Bray Wyatt was around and he had that lantern and he walked to the ring down?
Yes.
I'm going to have the bug zapper equivalent of that in one hand and the flamethrower in the other.
I love it, man.
All right. Which Falcon is most likely to win Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr.? Mike, you take this one.
Man, you know what? I think the easy answer would be Jalen Walker. I'm going to zig when everybody else is going to zag. How about James Pierce just racking up sack numbers? Let's just envision the best possible in a scenario, and that's James Pierce coming in on third downs, being a third down specialist as a rookie, bringing in those fresh legs. I think it's a better version of Arnold Ebiketie right now. So, yeah, I think it's easy to say Jalen Walker. But if you can get James Pierce to get 8, 9, 10 sacks, he's going to run away with that award, Bo.
I actually 100% agree with you, Mike.
Woo!
And the reason why is similar to what you said. Jalen Walker, look, they could tell you how they're going to play Jalen Walker on the edge all you want.
Yeah.
He's going to play everywhere. I think it's going to be harder in some ways. He's going to make he could make a bigger impact. But to your point, if James Pierce comes in here and gets 8 to 12 sacks in that range, it'll be hard for them not to give him the Defensive Rookie of the Year award.
He gets 12 sacks, he'll have a statue.
That's my point. It's like an automatic win. And I think he's going to be tasked with one thing. Hey, see ball, hit player with ball.
Yes.
That's it. And most of the time, to me, the way I perceive they're going to use him and what I've been keen on, it is going to be about pass rush situation. So I agree with Mike. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to the next one. And which one Wednesday? Today is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. So would you rather have a dog that is trained to bring you an ice cold beer when you snap your fingers? And I'm talking, they can track you down at work, tailgate, concert. They'll bring you unlimited beers.
Okay.
Or,
right.
Bo, we're going to you first on this one. Or would you rather have a dog trained to put your kids to sleep?
Oh, dude. No. Go ahead, Bo. Don't mess this up.
You know,
don't mess this up, man.
As much as I want a cold beer on command,
yes,
right.
As much as I do,
yes.
I know that it's not the end of the world, and I don't always want one. But I know that every night these days, I am learning about putting a kid to sleep, and I know from Mike's torment that I've heard him come through in the mornings where so hard to get rich, dude. Last night, Stevie, I'm gonna say the kid, because if I could train my dog to put my kid to sleep in the future, holy crap, the things I could accomplish, the things we could do. I mean, at that point, the dog's a babysitter.
Yeah.
And now I'm saving money every time we want to go out.
Allie,
so
the first,
it's every way that.
The first week that we were on air here, I heard my kids screaming from his room at like midnight to run in there and see him standing on top of his dresser.
Oh.
And we didn't even know how. Turns out we went back and watched the camera. He pulled out the drawers and climbed it like a ladder.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was terrified because he couldn't get down. And, of course, you know, he was 2 at the time. He's 4 and a half now. But nonetheless, it's the dog putting the kid to sleep. Absolute game changer. Thank you very much. We can move on.
All right. We're going to have to get you guys to disagree on something. So, if Ronald Acuna Jr. was coming back to the lineup today, which guy are you playing in left field, Eli White or Alex Verdugo?
Oh.
Mike, you first.
I got an answer. That's tough. I'm going to say it's Alex Verdugo. I think he fits at the top of the lineup. I think Eli White does a lot of things great, but Verdugo right now, the way he's been hitting, and I know Ronald will end up being leadoff hitter, but he's a left-handed bat. He does things differently. He's been scorching hot. He's a veteran. Give me Alex Verdugo in that situation, Bo.
Yeah, it's Verdugo all the way. And the question, Allie, I love the question, but we're asking the wrong question.
Uh-oh.
Because when an Acuna comes back, I'm not so sure that Michael Harris might not start some games on the bench.
Ooh.
With his .267 on base percentage.
Uh-oh.
And I might bring him in late in ball games as a defensive replacement.
Don't Jason Hayward this man.
Hold on, now hear me out. The problem for me is Eli White's not going to last. Okay, I love Eli White, but he's not going to have 300 batting average and like a .350 on base percentage all season.
Yeah.
So as long as he's hot, I might ride that hand a little bit, maybe put him in center because he's got some range.
Yeah.
And ride that out, and then when he cools off, put Michael Harris back in. Now, what that does to Michael Harris, that could be bad, and I know Grant would scold me for this, but I'm telling you, he's the guy dropping the ball offensively right now. I know he had a good night last night, but it's hard to put those other two guys on the bench with the spark they've been.
Let's try to get one more right here from Miss Allie before we got to go to break.
Last one, quick one. Which fast food mascot would you rather have a conversation with, Ronald McDonald or Colonel Sanders? Bo, you start.
Ask me that again.
Which fast food mascot would you rather have a conversation with, Ronald McDonald or Colonel Sanders?
Oh, the Colonel all the way. We can talk all kinds of things, bourbon, fried chicken. How do you perfect that recipe?
Don't miss the opportunity for a good movie quote, because Colonel Sanders would say,
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
That'll do it for which one? Dylon, give me the trophy.
Nah. It's squid all day, baby.
What?
Squid all day today.
What champ in what is world?
Here. Squid all day today.
The champ is here.
This man was calling you.
You agreed with Squid's takes more than Squid agreed with your takes.
Wow. Because it was just about who started.
I mean, not necessarily, but, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the best.
The reigning.
We're going to have to rewind
undisputed all-time wins leader.
Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.